Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Not at Substation 2. We're welcoming you into Glen Cairn Gardens. Thank you, Charlie, for letting us go on the road for a special edition of Straight Talk presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at andersongriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. So, I guarantee you we are not going to be interrupting this riveting conversation we've been having with Susan Brownfield, a former, she's been former everything with Come See Me, but she's a now a board member. And no sooner do we get started talking than we get chopped up, but now we've got Straight Talk. We're ready to go now.
Ready to go.
So, you're perusing around the festival, mm-hmm. getting input from people as a board member as to things we might want to tighten up next year, things that are not so going so good this year. Tell me one of each. Tell me one comment of observation, let me put it that way, mm-hmm. of something that we probably need to tighten up on and something that's just been overwhelming. Any success? Anything?
I think the weather. If we could control the weather.
I knew I didn't phrase the question correctly.
That's right, Manning. Caught ya. We always run into things. And anytime we have to cancel an event, it's really heartbreaking on our end. I mean, a lot of work and a lot of effort and a lot of just resources have gone into putting that event on. So having to cancel one because of rain or because of some other circumstance is never like what we're wanting to do. We want to make it, you know, a go every year. So I think that's the one thing. People always get really disappointed, and I get it. We're disappointed too. But yeah, if we could control the weather,
who would have ever thought the frogs wouldn't arrive? I mean, what the hell's wrong with FedEx? Absolutely, positively, we're going to deliver your frogs as we promised.
Well, yeah. So there was a little incident with the frogs this year. The frogs come from Texas every year. We order them early, make sure we have plenty of frogs. And the frogs ran into some tornado damage.
Oh, yeah.
And so they were delayed slightly. But this Saturday, come out to Cherry Park and join us because we're going to have a great time jumping frogs. It's one of our signature events.
If you haven't seen this or participated, you got to get your hand on that slimy old frog. You put him down there, and the frog's supposed to jump straight. But what normally happens is it hops the other way, and you've got to get him going straight. And you can't poke him.
That's right. Can't touch him.
All you can do is yell at him.
Well, yeah, you can yell at him, encourage him.
Touch him.
No touching, but you can sort of put your hand behind him to encourage him. Yes. And then you're praying that he's going in the right direction of the finish line, but he could be going in any direction.
That's right. So. But the measurement's done in a straight line, I believe.
It is, okay. Yes, right. To do that.
So the frog jump is going to be...
this Saturday.
Yeah, but did they have to move the location?
We did. So typically this event is always at Miracle Park, but this year it's going to be at Cherry Park.
Okay. Yes. They got too much activity at Miracle Park to handle the frogs.
Yeah, with some construction and other things they have going on there and other events, we've decided Cherry Park will be the best.
So what's been your biggest surprise, your biggest plus so far that you have noticed that is really great?
I think I would go back to saying last Saturday's event and kind of combining gourmet gardens with hops. It was just a large event. There was, you know, it's kind of been separated a little bit in years past out at Winthrop, but this year we sort of made it one big circle. And so you kind of got to go. The stage was in the center. Kids were running, had lots of grass to go and play and have a great time. There's the grove of trees for shade. So a lot of people were really enjoying the shady area. It was just a great day. I mean, we just got so much great feedback about how people really came out and enjoyed it and, you know, wanted to stay extra time.
And you wonder what Come See Me would be if we didn't have the partnership that you have with Winthrop University.
Oh,
because that farm, That's become a major part of this whole festival.
Absolutely. Both weekends. Yeah. I mean, we utilize, and they are so wonderful to work with. The staff out at the farm, they go way above and beyond to make sure that, you know, we try to address ants and we try to address any kind of divots and putting out extra mulch. I mean, there's a lot that's going on weeks before the festival that everybody's, you know, trying to prepare and make sure that it's the perfect spot.
Yeah, because after all, if you go back to what Come See Me was all about originally, was to show off the community.
That's right.
And we wanted to make it look, you know, the way we want it to look.
That's exactly right.
So speaking of the farm, we've got a couple of signature events coming up here this Friday and Saturday.
We do.
Would you like to tell me about those?
Well, I'm happy to, or I will kick it over to my...
Oh, we finally got her.
A partner.
I didn't think she was going to talk. Ladies and gentlemen, you hear her every morning on Palmetto Mornings.
Yes.
The bright and cheery Ashley Lang.
Yes, so...
You're also a
board member. This is my first year on the board, so I have also been a part of the festival, I guess, since 2003.
Woo.
I started off as what I still say to this day is the hardest team leader position, and that is to be the keeper of Glenn and Glenda.
Oh, absolutely.
So, because they, of course, are everywhere, and you have to, you know, keep up with their schedule and getting them from event to event. They are literally hopping all over the place.
They are.
So I did that for a couple years. I also was on the communications team for a couple of years. And then, of course, Jane Hayes turned over her Broadway night notebook to Lucas and myself. And so we did that for 12 years. And after kind of looking at that for a little bit, we had some great volunteers who we felt like we could then turn over that notebook to, which we did this year. And Lucas and I actually kind of parted ways a little bit when it came to the Come See Me Festival. So he took on a new event. He took on Healthy Kid Zone that also took place on Saturday. And then I jumped on over to the board. So this is my first year as a board member.
All right, board member. So tell us about what's going to be rocking and rolling out of the farm this weekend.
So this weekend kicks off my favorite event, which is Friday night, which is Moonlight Jazz.
Absolutely.
So that kicks off, and Susan, we're both like, we'll be there early, so we're not quite
sure.
Way earlier in the afternoon.
Oh.
Certainly. Yeah, we're there really early doing lots of stuff.
Yes, but I think for the public, I think it does kick off at 6.
Yeah.
Yes, I think. I'm going to, and maybe.
You need your glasses.
Yeah, I don't have my readers either. I just have my sunglasses on. It is 6. Yes.
Ah.
Six to ten.
Right.
We should have just gone with our gut.
Six to ten.
And then on Saturday.
Well, hold on.
Oh, sorry.
For people who have not been to Moonlight Jazz, think of this now. You're going to be bringing your blanket out or your lawn chairs, whatever it is. Bring the kids out and they can throw a football, whatever. And you're sitting there beside the Winthrop Lake there. And you've got all these wonderful jazz musicians up there on a stage. And you can bring your picnic basket or whatever and just chill.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about a chill experience, this is it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, and the lineup, the live music lineup, is Willie Walker. His band will be from 6 to 8. And then Pretending is from 8 to 10.
Pretending.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Okay.
That's it.
Now, who goes out and... checks out these bands?
So we actually have a team leader that does all of the musical acts for the festival. So she's in charge of what's going on, what we're hearing right now in the background at Glencairn Garden. That is Kelly Williamson of Williamson Flooring. And so she actually helps with all of that. So she's kind of the go-between the festival and all of the music acts.
All right. Well, then it turns into Rock Hill's version of Woodstock. The next night, I should say, on Saturday you also have the barbecue.
Have barbecue, yes.
The barbecue.
They'll be set up when they start coming in.
Oh, the early. Night before.
Yes. Yeah, they're probably there now.
Cooking. Yes,
they are cooking and the anything but butts.
Right,
off.
So that's the and then we'll have sales for the barbecue.
That's right, they sell this stuff.
After that too.
After it's graded.
Yes, and once it sells out, though, it sells out. So
that's right.
You got to get there
early.
Are they
going to be
that.
Selling other stuff Friday nights? Seems to me that they used to cook other stuff the night before.
There's like a tasting. They'll do like a tasting at each station for judging.
Try that. Let me tell you, I did that 1 year. I couldn't eat it all. I mean, it was great. I was ill after eating all that.
Yeah, samples are $1. So I'll just put that out there. And cash only.
And you're also
That's
able
Friday.
To vote. for your favorite entry as well.
That's Friday.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's Friday.
Then they do the real barbecue on Saturday. You can go buy that.
Sales. Yes.
However
sales.
You want to buy it.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
All right. So tailgate time. We're going to be literally turning that beautiful farm into, I don't know how, what else to describe it. It's going to be like a Woodstock. You're out in the middle of a field, and you're going to have thousands of people out there.
Well, Woodstock with maybe some restrictions, man. Yeah.
Well, we're going to keep our clothes on.
Yeah, we have to wear clothes.
That was my restriction.
I was going to be a lot of mud. So, yeah. Please, let's keep our clothes
no
on.
No bell-bottom pants. No bell-bottom pants. No tie-dye shirts.
No.
There might be some tie-dye shirts.
You can bring your tie-dye shirt. Yeah. We're totally okay with that. Just make sure it's on.
Yes. That's right.
Yes.
All right, so who's playing on this?
So the party kicks off at 3, and Baker Grissom is from 3:30 to 4:30. The Matt Tucker Band, which is super popular, is 4:45 to 6:45. And then Lewis Bryce will take the stage at 7, and he goes till 9. And then, of course, the fireworks, that's lights out, and the fireworks will start right at 9.
And again, the fireworks display, I don't think the sponsors of that really get the recognition that they need, because that is a beautiful way to end the festival. I mean, when you're out there at that farm and you got a beautiful sky, I mean, it just lights it up. It's just tremendous. It's a very, very well done fireworks display.
Yes, they do an excellent
job. So who's behind that this year? Does your magic machine tell you that?
Magic machine.
Yeah,
Well, I have a list of sponsors.
Okay, we'll go right ahead. These sponsors are important.
So we have Schiller Hamilton Law Firm, J.M. Cope, Turner Murphy Company, Family Trust, The Panthers, Lewis Law Firm, Paul Davis, Winters Electric, Founders Federal Credit Union, and Renewal by Anderson.
Okay. And there are literally dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens more.
Oh, goodness.
I mean, this really is a good cross-section of the entire community, from small businesses to large businesses, that make all this work.
Absolutely. And we would be remiss if we didn't list out our official sponsors, which is Comporium, Piedmont Medical Center, the City of Rock Hill, Coca-Cola Bottling Company, Williams & Fudge.
Yeah. Yes. And again, for those who wonder, like I always do, what something like this takes to put on, you're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars to pull this off. Mm-hmm. And basically everything is free for those who want to participate. Mm-hmm. So where's the money coming? The money is coming from these sponsors. They're writing checks. You know, whether it be 100, 500, 5,000, 20,000, whatever it is, they're the ones that make this possible. So if you have the opportunity and you know who these sponsors are, which you should, it's on the app, it's on all the literature, and you see somebody running around and you know that works for, let's say, Piedmont Medical Center or for Comporium, say thanks for making the festival possible. Goes a long way.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, we can't, you know, we sort of fall all over ourselves thanking them, because I mean, we are truly and genuinely so grateful, because it wouldn't happen without these great sponsors. So yeah, if we could have some other plugs out there, that'd be fantastic.
And the other thing that always amazes me about this festival, and I say this every year, is the very fact that it's lasted as long as it has. This is what year? Is this the
62.
How many things do you know have lasted 62 years? Volunteer activities that have lasted 62 years.
Well, and that's huge, because this is the largest, longest running all-volunteer festival. We have one paid staff person.
Right. And she's part-time.
Yeah. And so this is, it's over 80 volunteers, I think, this year.
I bet.
So
it's and the fact that you'll be able to interest younger generations in doing something that mom and dad did, normally that's, I don't want to even think about that. But they come, I mean, it's amazing to watch it. It's just amazing. It's great.
Yeah, it's really fun to see the next generation kind of take over. I mean, we watched Chad Eccles and his dad, Doug.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they were two different generations who were in leadership with Come See Me. So it's just really fun and such a great tradition. We just love that families love to participate and come out and bring their kiddos, and they love it too.
And our kids are all at the age where they're excited to help us volunteer now. And I know Susan is probably a proponent, just like I am at my house. You know, I say, I've been sitting at this table for a really long time, and in a couple of years when you mm-hmm. finish college and come back, I want you to take my seat at the table. It's time for me to kind of step back, and I want you to be sitting at that team leader table.
It's the part of the secret sauce that makes this community what it is, mm-hmm. and it needs to continue on, and it takes the baton has to be passed from one generation to the next generation. All right. Okay, we're going to take our mid-program break, and then we're going to bring in the one and the only behind those Foster Grant shades, Kelly Dills. I'll get you in just a second. We want to remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care, and you can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. All right, at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. You remember this now, don't you, Susan?
Yeah, I do.
All right. What do? Fresh subs and salads, and they do it 6 days a week. How they do it? Ashley Lang, how they do it at Substation 2. 1, 2, 3.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
There you go. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
What's hot at Substation 2? The new hot beef brisket sandwich. Brisket is smoked tender beef sliced to order, served hot and delicious, and gardened your way. This is a limited time offer, so titillate your taste buds today with a hot beef brisket sandwich at Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
If your primary care physician has recommended surgery for a medical condition and non-invasive medical treatments are not an option, you may want to talk to your surgeon about new, less invasive surgical techniques. At Piedmont Medical Center, we use Da Vinci Robotic Surgery, a robot-assisted system controlled by your surgeon designed to allow for greater surgical precision during many general GYN and urology procedures that potentially offers you a quicker recovery. Learn more online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
Love our subs? Want to find the fastest way to get here? Just say, "Hey Siri, take me to Substation 2 in Rock Hill."
Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill. And it gets 4 stars on Yelp.
Even faster, order online at MySubstationII.com. Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here, not at Substation 2, but thank you, Charlie Ruffalo, for allowing us to go on the road. We're here broadcasting live from Glencairn Gardens, where there is a bunch of activity going on here, which is they do this year after year after year. It's a little chilly today, so if you're coming out, make sure you bring a jacket or a hat or maybe a blanket or whatever, because it's a little chilly. Kelly Dills is with us today.
Hello.
Kelly, of course, you hear her all the time on the air. She's works at South State Bank, and your job at South State is to do what? Make me happy?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
All right.
Let's see. At South State, I am in private banking, so do commercial, personal loans. I'm the person you call for anything you need.
All right. Now, you brought a sidekick along with you. You want to introduce him?
Yeah, Mohit Gupta here.
Hey, everyone. How are y'all?
Fine. Well, let's do a little bit of background on each of you before we start talking about Glencairn.
Perfect.
Tell us a little about you, Kelly.
Well, let's see. I'm Kelly Dills, as we know from South State Bank, but also mom to Caroline and Addie Dills and my husband, Jeff Dills. So we've been in Rock Hill. I've been here for many more years. Born and raised in Greenville, went to Winthrop, and then just didn't leave. Stuck around.
Smart move.
Yeah, it's grown so much. I love being here.
So you can remember this festival ever since you came to Rock Hill.
Come See Me is my favorite time of year. Some people say Christmas is their favorite time of year, and I love Christmas and Santa, but Come See Me is my favorite time of year.
Good for you. Good for you. All right. Your turn. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. I'm at South State. I'm a commercial lender there. So anything and everything business-related, I can help you there. But I've been in Rock Hill since 97. Originally born in New Jersey, but
Jersey, where in Jersey were you born?
Edison.
Yeah, okay.
Edison, Jersey, but yeah, moved down with my parents in 97, and I've been here since. Went to Carolina, then Winthrop, and then started working for South State Bank. I am to be a father.
Very soon.
Less than 30 days.
Come see me, baby.
Yeah, come see me, baby.
Is that baby due here in the next week or so?
He'll be due May 4th.
So May 4th.
Less than 30 days, though.
Less than 30 days.
Yeah, yeah.
Fun fact about Mo and I, we both have only worked at South State since we graduated from college.
Yeah.
We have both our big, you know, big girl, big boy jobs at South State. We've only worked at South State.
Yeah.
You know, that's very, very interesting, and I think it says a lot about South State.
It does.
Because I think it's fair to say the banking world has been in a state of flux for quite a number of years.
For sure.
Bigger banks swallowing up smaller banks, blah, 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 blah. And South State, even though you're a large institution, you are very, very local in what you do. I mean, I think I've learned enough that your decisions are made here. What
correct.
You do is here.
I mean,
you basically you have your own little fiefdom here, and you do your thing.
I like to say we have everything that the big boys have, but you have the thing the big boys don't have are us.
Yep.
You can call us, have our direct line, local decision making, part of the community, want to be a part of the community. So it's like a small bank within a big bank.
Yeah. So again, I remember, gosh, I've been around long enough to remember banking when it was just kind of a handshake and how can we help you out.
We wish we could still do those handshake deals.
That's right. A lot of that has changed. But these huge, large international and national banks. Woo.
I'm thankful to be at a smaller bank.
Good for you. All right, so one of the things that South State does is it encourages you all to get involved in the communities that you serve.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you all have a large footprint across the eastern United States.
Correct.
So here, we'll just focus in on good old Rock Hill, South Carolina. You are very much involved with this festival.
Correct. So I am the team leader of the Glen Cairn Garden Entertainment Series, along with Mo. We're co-team leaders. We work together. I'm transitioning him to take over next year as the lead man.
Yeah.
No, Mo. Tell her that you're about to be a daddy, and you ain't got time for it.
I'll let my wife tell her that, but we'll figure it out.
Okay.
We'll figure it out.
He needs to find a new partner to help him out.
Okay.
But I definitely will not stop. I will have a different role, something, I'm not sure yet, within Come See Me, because, like I said, I love Come See Me. This is a great event, but I've been doing it since 2018, and I'd like to try something different.
Good.
Also, I'm very involved with Leadership York County, with the Chamber.
Oh, yeah.
So I do that. Mo also has been through that class and
good
enjoyed
program.
It. So we really, the bank's big supporter of the programs that the Chamber offers. We love to do the leadership
program. For somebody who's new to the community, that Chamber of Leadership of York County.
We had a guy in my class when I took it in, 2017 or so, that had just moved here. And he really hadn't even found a job yet, but he thought that would be a great way for him to meet people. It was smart. And he got a job and still continued through the class, and it
was great.
Good
investment.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about Glen Cairn Gardens. What is going on here this week?
So this week we have lunch and dinner concerts, 12 to 1:30. And then 6 to 7:30 through Thursday. So today is, Tuesday? So Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Today we are at the Veteran Wall side of Glen Cairn Gardens. That would be, if you come down Edgemont, you'll find it on the right. This is our rain area. So when it rains, we can't get in the grass. They don't like that much here at the gardens. So we're over here. Hopefully tomorrow we'll be back on the Charlotte Avenue side of the park. Check social media. I will also let Lucas and Ashley know in the morning where we'll be so they can announce it on Palmetto Mornings to be listening for where we're going to be tomorrow. Just check the social media. But today we have Roman's All-Star Cafe. If you come out tonight, we have DT's Trio playing tonight. And then tomorrow we'll have Jamrock Jerk Spot Jamaican food. Very good. They have very good food. And on Thursday, we're going to have King Fire Pizza.
Oh, it's always popular.
You can bring your own picnic, buy from the food truck, however you want to do it. Just come on out. Bring your chairs and your blanket. Maybe not tomorrow, but the next day.
Now, yesterday's activity was canceled because
of
the rain.
Unfortunately. Right. Yep.
So, with those acts that you had lined up, Do you try to roll them into another day or what?
We wish we could, but this was this event is a no rain. You know, if it rains, we just have to cancel. Okay. So there's nowhere to stack it in. Then we come, you know, Broadway nights on Thursday night and Moonlight Jazz on Friday night, and there's really nowhere else to fit us in.
So this is the entertainment during the week before Correct. The big stuff on the weekend.
Correct. Yep. Right.
So tomorrow night, Wednesday night, this is going to be an interesting one because you're going to be bringing, if I remember, the Rock Hill Symphony Orchestra here?
Lunchtime. So lunchtime, the Rock Hill Symphony Orchestra will be here. And
not the whole thing.
In fact, I'm going to look. Here I go. I can tell you exactly while we're talking about it. But then tomorrow night.
How many phones do you have?
I have one too many. Tomorrow night, we're going to have Carl. What's his name? Carl Ratliff. And he also is like a jazz musician, plays the saxophone. So tomorrow we're going instrumental. Come on out for the good stuff. But I'm going to tell you exactly who from.
Why does that name Carl Ratliff ring a bell? Does he play with Player? I'm just wondering. Anyway, I've heard of the name before.
See? You've heard of him.
If he is who I think he is, you're in for a treat.
He is very good. I did watch some. He was recommended to us by a friend, and I watched some of his YouTube stuff. Very good. So tomorrow, Brass Quintet.
Brass Quintet.
For Rock Hill Symphony Orchestra at lunch. We've not had them out there. I don't think they've played.
All right. So that's tomorrow?
Tomorrow at lunch.
All right. And then tomorrow evening?
Carl. And then on Thursday, we have the Onepo brothers be here at lunch.
All right.
And then that night, we're going to have John Harden and Hank Futch on Thursday night.
Oh, good for them.
So, you know.
Good for them.
Bringing in the big names.
Well, you guys have done a good job. Done a good job.
Thank
Mo,
you.
Have fun with it. Looks like you're the heir apparent for this thing.
Ready for it.
Kelly, you've done a great job.
Thank you.
All right. I want this lady in right here. She doesn't know this. Hi. We've never met. Come on over here. Grab a microphone. You see, I find out things when I see people that I don't know. I ask around. And your name is Chrissy.
Yes, Chrissy Steen.
All right, Chrissy Steen.
Yeah.
You got a board member jacket on. You got a, I got your name tag.
Oh, okay.
So you are in line to run this thing down the road?
I am in 2027. Yes, sir.
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been part of Come See Me?
I think this is my
eighth year.
Yes, sir.
Woo.
Yeah.
Are you a native Rock Hillian?
I am not, but me and my family live here. We've been here since 2006.
Good for you.
Yeah,
you're almost native.
Almost, yeah.
Almost native. Good for you.
Me and my husband and my children.
So how did you get the bug for Come See Me?
Or
did a frog pop out of a pond one day?
It did.
Chrissy.
So I work for Comporium, and I started.
Say no more. Okay. I know exactly. There you go.
I got pulled in, and the first thing I was, I drank the Kool-Aid. And so I got pulled in, and I volunteered for souvenirs, and went from there to all the other events, Gourmet Gardens, and to tailgate and fireworks, and kind of unraveled from there. So, yeah.
So is this your first year on the board?
It is, yes.
It is. All right.
Yeah.
So now, tell me again, what year will you be the festival chair?
In 2027.
2027.
Yes.
So you just kind of soaking it all in, trying to figure out what the heck you're going to do?
I am. I'm taking it all in. Lots and lots of notes. I have a big notebook.
I bet. So have you picked out kind of a theme that you want to have in 2027?
I'm still working on it. Like I said, I've got a big notebook and I'm trying to take it all in and just have lots of notes and I have lots of ideas right now. So I'm taking it all
in. Give me the wildest and craziest idea that you think would work but you're not sure about it.
Oh gosh, I don't know yet.
Oh, come on.
I don't know. Oh. As far as events and stuff.
Yeah, something you'd like to see added.
I would love to do, so one of my sons is a special needs, and so I would love to do a
Miracle Park event.
Yes.
There you go.
And
great.
An event for just Glenn and Glenda for our friends at Miracle Park.
Good. Well, let's make it happen. Let's make it happen.
I think it's a great idea.
That's wonderful.
I love that idea.
Well, listen, I put you on the spot.
That's
all
okay.
I want to do is say
That's
hi.
That's okay.
Welcome to the broadcast. We do this all
Thank
the time.
You. Yes.
Been doing it for 62 years, I guess. I don't know. That's before my time. But we're going to wrap up our show. We have to say goodbye, Chrissy. Thank you so much for being with us.
Of course. All absolutely. Right. Thanks for having me.
And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Glen Cairn Gardens, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, share with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Graves Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGraves.com. All right, Chrissy, we'll see how much you really know about WRHI. Okay. We broadcast this thing every day from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Mm-hmm. We sit over there in the corner and do our thing.
Yes, sir.
And then we rally the troops to tell everybody about Substation 2.
Mm-hmm.
Fresh subs and salads 6 days a week. The way we do it is in my, what they call that, my Rednecks cue card. All right? At the count of three, we're going to battle it out together. You think you know what it is?
I think I know.
All right. One, two, three. Slice.
Garden.
Well done, Chrissy. you're a natural. And that'll wrap up our program. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.